Once upon a time, once upon a time,
once upon a time, in a remote Tasmanian trailer park, there was born a baby boy by the name of Nedson Wilbury. One day, when Nedson was a baby, his crackhead teen mom got real distracted watching Teen Mom on the telly and dropped Ned right on his noggin, leaving a bump on the top of his head. The little bean stopped squirming, and his mom thought he was surely done for. So mommy brought the tiny bundle to the forest during a terrible storm and left him for dead in a field of pumpkins and wolves.
But just then lightning struck, and a cry cut through the night like the siren on a fire truck. Ned survived by the slightest luck. He wasn't a dead baby, Neddy was alive as fuck. It was a miracle we're hearing. The creatures of the evening came creeping to the clearing to see this little man nugget, soon to be immortalized in poetry just like the man from Nantucket. But as the little babe was grown, they gave him their home and raised him as their own. He roamed and trapezed from the tallest trees. He got his steez from the wallabies. They all loved him. But the Tasmanian devils loved little Neddy more than all of them. They taught him how to spin like a fan till Ned spun himself into a fine young man. But one day, like a sick disease, loggers crept in and chopped the eucalyptus trees. They smushed the cuddly forest creatures, and they turned him into body wash and sneakers. But Ned escaped and yelled angrily, "That you abandoned me! You killed my family! But goddammit, I can't use your pity!" And he snuck onto a ship bound for New York City!
Ned's voyage led him to the deepest, darkest, dankest bowels of that ship. He met all kinds of seedy characters on that voyage, like old Japanese men and their wives. He had delicious meals of fresh-cut sashimi, pumpkin pie, and all kinds of delicious breads and cookies and cakes. While he was on that voyage, he knew what lied ahead. So he kept his sights set on New York City. And before he knew it, he arrived.
Ned almost drowned, he kissed the ground, but his guts were churned up in this town where down was up and up was down. So the boy from down under flipped right around. Ned did a cartwheel and stopped halfway, and he walked on his palms from that day. But city folk treated Ned like a freak.
That hand walking one-handed Yeti can't speak.
One night walking home, Ned was quite shocked. He saw a b-boy spinning on the sidewalk. He couldn't stop, wouldn't stop, staring at those limbs, spinning like a wooden top, sweeter than a pudding pop. Ned was home at last, and every night he'd watch him dance through the glass of the club, and he'd wait there in line for his chance. But the bouncer said, "Freak, you can't dance!"
Ah, but Ned, sweet little Ned, he wouldn't get out of line. And the bouncer pushed him and pushed him, but to catch his balance, Ned hard-headed. Upside down, Ned did what Ned did best. He just spun. And he spun. And he spun! And he spun! Everyone in the club came out to watch what is now regarded as the greatest fucking head spin of all time. Legend has it that Ned's still out there on Bleecker Street, spinning on the curb to this very day.